The Volumes of Truth, Volume 1. Clothed with the Presence of God. January 29, 2005, from the Lord, our God and Savior. The word of the Lord spoken to Timothy, for Timothy, and for all those who have ears to hear. Thus says the Lord to his servant Timothy, lift up your head toward heaven and embrace the prophet's reward. For you have been chosen to stand up in the face of adversity and speak, to persevere through much persecution, to endure contemptible speech on every side, as you strike down all these abominations in my name. Fear not, for the Lord is your shepherd. He will be your confidence and keep you safe from harm. Behold, in the day I send you, my presence shall overshadow you, with the glory of the Holy One of Israel shining through you, in his strength. Yes, this work is indeed difficult, service wrought with much heartache and pain, evil on every side. For many shall come forth from their hiding places to bar your way, in an attempt to halt your steps and squelch your spirit, even to take away your life. Yet fear not, Timothy. For the shepherd has complete authority, even over all these ravaging wolves. Behold, he shall scatter them before you, in that day. And when it is finished, he shall strike them, and their hearts shall fail them for fear. From the resentful hearer, to the outspoken mocker, both those near and those afar off, even to those unseen. All shall be made to shudder. All shall tremble in fear. For the king shall appear suddenly out of his place, coming forth in power and great glory, and he shall lay all his enemies waste, until every ravaging wolf lies down in death, and every brute beast is utterly destroyed. Behold, he shall strike them down in the power of his might, and divide them asunder with the sword of his mouth, and burn up the residue with unquenchable fire. My son, even now, there are many wolves lurking about, both seen and unseen, who wear the raiment of the sheep they seek to devour. For they are most insidious, ravaging whole flocks from within. Yet you, and many more like you, shall go out and gather together my lost sheep, and bring them to safety. And they too shall be hidden, even for a time, and times, and half a time. For those who have ears to hear, will heed the sound of this trumpet in that day, and come forth to drink. Lo, they shall be immersed in springs of living waters, no more blinded by the filthy veil which once covered their heads. And until that day, you also must drink. You must drink deeply and be fully immersed, reborn and remade, abiding in the holy place, going out and coming in, until you are fully clothed with the presence of God. And behold, your adornments shall be truth and wisdom. Atop your head, you shall wear the helmet of salvation. Upon your brow, the seal of the living God. And around your neck, you shall wear the gemstone. In your ears, the voice of Yahuwah shall resonate. And in your eyes, a flame of fire, the reflection of the Most Holy, who goes before you and dwells within you. Over your shoulder, you shall bear the sash of your office. And upon your chest, the breastplate of strength, whereon is written the name of the Holy One of Israel. And about your waist, the belt of fortitude shall be securely fastened. In your right hand, you shall carry the sword of truth, which is the word of God, with which you shall strike the nations and cut down your enemies. In your left hand, the shield of faith, by which you shall quell every attack of the evil one. And behold, my son, look down. Your feet rest solidly upon the rock, and have been anointed with oil. Says the Lord God.